Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, produces a lot of wastewater, which contains high levels of salt and other chemicals. Currently, there's not much federal clarity on what to do with that waste, so Connecticut lawmakers are considering two proposals. Ban it from the state entirely, or follow the lead of the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection and treat it as a regulated business opportunity. Eric Brown is with the Connecticut Business and Industry Association.
This is not the next biblical plague that many want to make it sound to be.
He says waste handlers do have the capacity to deal with the toxicity of fracking byproducts, and that they can build a new economy on it through treatment and recycling. State Representative Matt Lesser has a different view.
I think the cleanest, easiest way of addressing this issue is simply to prevent it from coming here in the first place.
He says different chemical cocktails are used at individual drill sites, which would make it impossible to know exactly what is in the waste that's coming to Connecticut.
If you choose to frack in your state, great. I think that is your decision. That is your choice. But if you choose to do so with no environmental regulations and no protections for public health, you shouldn't be able to outsource the consequences of that decision to the people of Connecticut.
The Environment Committee will now consider both bills. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.